on the chiluk between the thing itself and its kiyum. So I once told to a Ramban, famous Ramban, that says in the beginning of the Bereishis that Vayah lekiyum es kol she'asa v'hinei toiv me'oid. So the Ramban explains that the re'iyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the kiyum kol davar. So the amira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Maisa Bereishis, and the Re'iyah was the Kiyum Kol Davar. And I want to understand, in other words, it's shayach that there's a Mahalach of Bria without Kiyum, and then there's a Mahalach that's Kiyum. So what are the two Seder Salim? When I was young, they used to have, when you developed film, you had the developer, the fixer, it was called. Like, there was material that would develop the picture, and then there was something that you put on it to keep it that way, or else it would just keep going. A lot of things used to come, epoxy resin used to come with, it still comes in mean, tubes. You had to mix them. One was the glue, one was the hardener. Say that those are in Yanim, those are physical Yanim. But in Yanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bias Olam, how do you have the two? So I want to explain the Indian like this. In the Mahalchim of the Spheres, there are 9 Kavodika Spheres, and then there is a 10th Sphere that sometimes switches between Das to Ratzin, or to what they call Keser. In other words, you have either Das is listed, and then you have Chacham Bina Das of 3, and then you have the other ones, and you have the 6 and the 1, or you have Kesa listed, and then Das falls out, and you have Chacham Bina. So the truth is, Kesa is of a very different nature than the sphere. Also, whereas the other spheres work like this, there are 9 spheres that are shaykh to the guf, so to speak, of the surah, between the maichin and the rest of the guf. You have malchus, which is outside of the guf bethem, it's the nukhut and the keva, it's the hemshech and the makabel, etc. And kesa also is really not a chalik of the guf. So it's above the goof, it attaches off the goof, it's not bad to the chelik goof. So what divides, how do you explain the division between the kesa and the rest of the spheres? In the sense that it's not part of the goof, it's not necessarily part of it. They say there's some sort of other maracha there. So it goes like this. In a person, when he decides he wants something, let's say a person wants to build a house, the classic mashal. So the first stage is the initiator of the house is the ratzon to have a house. As this, now the person needs to have some sort of mahalath in building the house. He needs a plan, he needs a building and so on. And then there's a whole process that goes into building the house. So the beginning of the process is called Chachma. And that's why Chachma is the first step in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mahalchim. Bereishis means, it's translated by Chachma, sir. Many Rebbe Marzim that the Bereishis is always with Chachma. And the beginning of the Mahalat is Chachma. So how to do it, what's going to be, etc., those are all Mahalchim of the in the Etzem building itself also. So the from Chachma downwards are all Mahalchim of the Guf HaBinyan. When it's over, there's now a need and a makom at it and saying, is this what I wanted? I need to show it to the Rotze. It's coming back and saying, is this what I really wanted? And a person goes and buys some sort of suit, some sort of machine or whatever it is. Well, after he's bought it, he takes it home, puts it on, and sees, do I like it? So this stage of seeing whether or not I like it is going to be the Zustell to the Rutzen, to my Rutzen, or not. The meter of Rutzen is the Zustell of all the Mahalchim to the Shayrish and to the Makar. So once, let's say I go to the tailor. Let's say I have money is not an object, or I have a deal with the tailor. So yes, he makes the suit, he plans it, does this with early. And then when it's over, then I put it on and ask myself, do I like this? Is this what I fantasized about when I ordered the suit? If not, and I can afford it, or I have a deal with him, I tell him, so I say good, and give it away for tzedakah, or redo it, or whatever it is. The safe pasuk of the Bria is a tzustel de sheirish. It's a chazal. It says a kashocha yubayne lom chrivan, and it was saying den lava hanyali, den lava hanyali, till it came to this world. And then he said, Dana Hanyali. In other words, am I nana from this? The final Zustell in the final Shlav in Bria is the Stelling it suit to the original Ratzon and seeing if it meets expectation. So if it's okay, this and it wasn't Hanyali, it's not the Pshab. That's outside the framework. That is the framework. In the last piece of Bria is the Zustell to the Sheirish. Is this what the Sheirish wanted to express itself? It's another Shiloh. Why was it that the Mahalchim couldn't express it? But the Etzem Stelling to the primary Ratzon is the Etzem, that's the process. So Vayar Kiras Kolasha also Vihini Toiv Mahoy means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu then took everything that had been processed and stelled it to his original Ratzon. There's a lesson in Chazal, a muscle with an Adrichal, a bank quote a lot of times, so on. The Adrichal means the doing it.
Opposed to the Tzu to the Ratzon. And seeing, is it Levut Sinai, is it Levut Sinai? When a person does Epaulis, pulls a mitzvah, and so on, we say, he runs in Lufanecha. The Amiris that we say before the Pa'ulis a mitzvah is a Yiras. In other words, the Maisa HaMitzvahs, the Pa'ulis HaMitzvahs, the Mahalch HaMitzvahs, that's all Shaykh to Adam. Now, once I've done it, I need that it should be Misrat at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Lashon is the Chazal, where somebody found the Lashon is the Chazal, where it says in Psukim, where Vayorech Tzureyach Nechoyach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not going to destroy it and so on. The Nachas Ruach, all those Lashonis in the Psukim of a Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it comes back to him, is this Chelek. So there's two, let's call it, there's a circle within a circle. The circle, the inner circle, is the Asiya, the Pa'ula. So I started planning, that starts with Chachma, and it finishes in a certain sense with Yisrael, Pasiv Malchus, where that all belongs to the world of Asiya, and that's initiated by the Etzem Maisa Bracious, those are the Pa'ulas of Bracious. gracious, that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set things into motion that that processed something and brought something out in the open. That's one pula. Then there's a bigger circle of all of these inyanim who were reclaiming. And
Yochim is like
star is a piece of paper, so you don't have the kiyum. When you have the kiyum, it now becomes a star with teichen. It becomes a star that's made, that conveys the ratzon, hachiyuv, the das hamitzchayev of the bala star. So same thing in Torah. If a person is not making a stiva Torah tzeis, the person is the person is saying that the Torah doesn't have the neshama of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do. So b'meila, he's being pegeah the pegim what Torah is.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Understand it, Legavi, the Bria Bichlalusa, that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to kind of look back and see, is this, or if a person does something, then he wants to see whether what he did actually ties in with what he wanted in the first place. But what's the pshat to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayarekim is Kol HaShe'oso? I mean, surely something that he planned and he did, there's no mockim to say that it's anything other than that which he wanted. There's no room for it to have gone anywhere else.
Good. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed for metzius in the world that you can go through emotions and not have to take it. Since, just like if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with chesed and gvura, it's possible to have chesed and gvura without chesed, because it was created as chiluke midas. Here you have something which is it's possible to have in the world the emotions without the ratzon.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to put a finger on it, something in the Torah, like Vayi Bayom HaShmini, where they did all the pa'ulas, and there was no hashuras hashchina, and Moshe Rabbeinu wished them that the shchina should tishu masideichem. It's you can go through the pa'ulos, and it's still not be l'ratzay.
Mm-hmm.
So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by constructing the word, it's Marshall Maradona, they would take a simple Marshall. If I make a car with X amount of pieces, if the car smashes, it smashes along the lines of the pieces. So wherever there's two pieces, wherever there's a chibur, at that point it falls apart. That's the norm of it. So when a person is, if I could showcase the world with a certain structure of chibur, of different pieces, of different meters, it means it's possible to have one without the other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it means over here. So Yira and Chachma, Yira is the opposite, Yira is the mirror to the Ri of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Ratz. In other words, let's say my boss told me to make a plan for something or other. So I make a plan using my Chachma as best as I can. I'm worried, will it find favor in the eyes of the boss? I'm trying to stell it suit to something from Chachma onwards. I'm a balabas. Whatever I was given, I can do. Kesser is the etzem atzustel to something else. The kesser is that I'm stelling su uloisai to someone else's ratzon. And in a certain sense, that's the pnimius. Just the chibur of malchus to us, where we must be on somebody else's stel to us, the pchina of ishak shera oisa ritzoin baila, that sushtal to what's above us is kesa to us. In other words, when we say, when a person takes on something that's a hachtara, means he's serving a higher cause, in a sense. A carpenter doesn't get a keser. A doctor doesn't get a keser because he's from his chachma onwards. That's his metzius. It's, you know, I understand how to heal, I'm healing, and I try to do my best. A keser of a melech means, and a melech was a dumb, I am leading them to something beyond me, to something above me. I'm the chibur, the keser is the chibur to that which is beyond. So, on Rosh Hashanah, have be'etzem a brierus Adam, who has his own metzias, and he has his own, and his metzias starts with chachma downward. That's me. And my abilities start with chachma, they go down through the world of mice and so on. And I can, and those are pu'ulos that are shayach to my bechira be'etzem, and I can make them happen. But the state of kiyum in the world is how much did I shtalit sutadelit to the rutzen of the baila of the ishak sheresh and baila. How much did I shtalit to that which is beyond? And that's pshat the Mishnah here. If the chachmasa is merubah meyir asay, then it has no kiyum. I can do tremendous things, but kiyum is with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu always. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Havaya, and b'meila, the kiyum of something is shayach to him. The kiyum is when his neshama is in the guf, when he's masking neshama in the guf, and if I create something which is a kli for neshama, and it has what it takes to become to get neshama, then it has kiyum. Then it's a bar kayama. If it doesn't have it, it doesn't have kiyum. So the your other kedemus chachmasa means if the chachma is starting, is building itself around the yira, that how do I go about shtelling tzu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That gives his metzias a kiyum. And when, and, you know, and if it's not like that, if the chachmasa is kedemus to his yira, then the pshat is fakir. I build something and let's see if I can go sell it to him. The chachmasa to yira would be like this. I'm making tchatchkes. I create a certain tchatchke. I wonder if I could peddle it to Reuven. Reuven likes tchatchke like that. Shimon likes tchatchke like that. That doesn't have a kiyum because it wasn't built to be a kli kibul for that neshama. It's that's pshat the Mishnah. And in Rosh Hashanah, it's a rizik avoda in terms of the mechutz of the avoda is it's yes, you know, ma'isa adam beprotius gets reviewed, and there's a din from chachma downwards, and that's a ma'isa adam. But in mitzvah the avoda, mitzad the malch is geshen tam lechuni aleichem. It's the pshat, it's to start the year by putting down the year of the chachma. It's by putting down the where are my ma'isim coming from? They're coming from a desire to shtel tzu to that which is beyond the other. Okay, any questions?
No.
Good.
Okay, agutia, aksiva, aksiva, taiva. I assume the Wednesday after Rosh Hashanah would work, Mr. Tama.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's what this is. Aksiva, aksiva, taiva.
Aksiva, aksiva, taiva, everybody.
Thank you. Call to. Let's just turn this off.